Women's health matters, years of underfunding, and privatization have left the NHS in no fit state to adequately face the COVID pandemic. Shortages of staff and beds have resulted in the cancellation of non-COVID treatment and operations, and lengthening waiting lists. Before the pandemic, there was a shortage of 2,500 midwives. This doubled during the coronavirus outbreak, to leave one in five posts unfilled. COVID has also aggravated an already serious mental health crisis, with women suffering especially from increased anxiety and depression, and self-harm amongst young women and girls escalating. Cuts to services mean that they are not getting the support they desperately need. In addition, a number of scandals in hospital trusts have exposed not just the consequences of cuts and privatization, but a sexist culture existing in parts of the NHS which has had an adverse effect on women's health. We say, massively increase spending on the NHS, including maternity and mental health services. Fund research into all aspects of women's health and privatization. Bring all privatized and outsourced services into the NHS. Nationalize Big Pharma. Free prescriptions for all for a socialist NHS, democratically run by elected and accountable committees including service workers and users.